following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance. You should experience lots of explosions with no body parts. Parents should be ready to cover their ears.
They don't appear to be
This is a Milken Sea Audio production, where entertainment is always free.
Welcome, one and all, to a special Broken Sea Audio Productions presentation of Mike McCarthy's Planet of the Apes UK Stage Show, Part 1. But before we begin, a few words from our most learned of simians, the Lawgiver.
What I have to impart to you this night is a tale of humans, and one chimpanzee. But the 13th scroll needs to be read again before departing on this journey of the mind, that you all not suffer a trial of faith here in the house of Zeus. Beware the beast man, for he is the devil's pawn. Alone among God's primates, he kills for sport, or lust, or greed. Yea, he will murder his brother to possess his brother's land. Let him not breed in great numbers, for he will make a desert of his home and yours. Shun him, for he is the harbinger of death. Having now stated the sacred creed that governs all simian kind, I can now begin. A lost scroll was discovered recently. A scroll telling a tale from long, long ago. Sit back and hearken to the Planet of the Apes UK Stage Show.
All systems go. Prepare for takeoff. 10, 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition and takeoff.
And their starcraft are now moving through a time barrier. Through the year 1988, 2008, 2088, 3008, 3035, 3085 years. They've crash-landed. The year is 3085. The month is March. The date is the 21st. The planet is the Planet of the Apes.
We'll be right back.
Jeff. Jeff, where
are
you?
Over here, quick. My leg is caught.
Stay still or you'll make it worse for yourself. When I lift this, drag yourself out from underneath. Okay. Right now.
It's no good. It won't move.
Come on. You've got to try again. Now.
Can you take it higher?
Yeah.
Go on. It's moving.
How's that?
Great. I'm clear.
Come on, then. Let's get out of here. See if the hatch still works. Come on. Move!
Thanks, buddy boy. What happened?
I don't know.
You don't know? After losing control of a machine that's taken 1,000 years to evolve, you tell me you don't know what happened?
Yes, that's right.
And how are we going to get back?
Hey, listen, you're lucky to be alive. Never mind worrying about getting back.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Well, what do we do now?
My plan is to try and figure out where the hell we are. Then we fix the ship, then we collect some rock samples, and blast out of here.
That sounds like a good idea. Right. You check the wilderness, I'll take a look at the ship, and see if
Hey, are you sure you're alright? That was some weight on your leg, you know.
Yeah, I guess I could just about manage to hobble all over the ship.
Okay, but take care. I wouldn't want you to strain yourself.
Do I ever?
Brad?
Yeah?
Have you any idea where we might be? Other than crash landed in the middle of a desert. I mean, just a rough guess would do.
Scientists don't deal in rough guesses, Jeff.
Okay, then. Speaking as a highly trained and experienced astro-scientist, do you know where we are?
No.
Do you think this place could be inhabited?
Maybe. I mean, obviously not out here in this arid desert, but maybe somewhere more conducive to life. Closer to water. Then again, maybe not. Your guess is as good as mine.
My. We are being very scientific today. I'll go fix the ship. At least a ways. Then I'll know what I'm dealing with.
When you've got time, check out the radio transmitter, will you? It took quite a knocking when we came down.
Yeah, I know how it feels.
Well, might as well get started. I'm going to take soil samples and see what we're dealing with. You check out the ship.
I just want to check out the fuel pipes. We don't want home sweet home blowing up on us, do we?
Could it be any hotter?
Sandstone, trace radiation, minerals for life here and there. What? Who are... No. Can't be. What is this? Must be the effect of the crash. I'm hallucinating. I've gotta be. Or am I? A beautiful woman in pelts? Here? Am I dreaming? Hi? Please don't go away. I won't harm you. She's scared stiff. Look at her. Wait, I have an idea. There. Here, look. Take this. My watch. Go on. It won't harm you. It's a present. Look. Here, take it. It's yours. Hey, come back!
I was giving it to you anyway. No need to run across.
Have you seen the spare fuses for the automatic Holy smoke! I think I must be ill.
What?
You know, for a minute, I thought I saw a beautiful girl sitting right over there. Now, you're my friend. Tell me I'm not mad.
Well, aren't you going to say hello to the young lady?
You mean, that really is a girl over there?
Look for yourself.
But who is she? And where did she come from?
I've no idea. One minute I'm looking at a beautiful rock, and then at a beautiful girl.
Has she spoken to you?
I don't know if she can. Careful now. She hasn't seen you yet.
Hi. My name is Jeff.
Brent, stay where you are. He is my friend. See, I put my arm on Jeff's shoulder. Friends. See, he won't harm you either.
What's that for? What's she doing?
Her hands are out. She must want another present.
A present? But I haven't got anything to give her.
Like my watch. Hey, what's that in your hand?
It's the valve adjuster. Why? Oh, no, no. No, I can't give her that. It's the only one I've got. And, as if I could ever turn a girl as beautiful as you down. Alien planet or not, here. You know, you amaze me, Brad. Here we are, or rather here I am, trying to get us off this wasteland. And all you can do is give my tools away to the natives as presents. Why not give her the spacecraft as well? She can use it as a temple for worship.
Yeah, but where does she come from? I mean, she can't be the only one. There must be more of her kind, right? If only she could speak and we could communicate, then we might get something useful out of this.
Well, she can't speak. And unless she's a qualified engineer, she is going to be of little use to us. And watch that she doesn't eat the adjuster.
Jeff?
Yeah?
I need you. Come over here a minute.
Look, do you want the ship fixed or not?
Yeah, later. Come here, will you?
You know, one of these days, I might just get to finish a job without an interruption. But I wouldn't bet on it, though.
What do you make of this?
It's a piece of fur.
Right.
So?
What do you mean, so?
So what's all the fuss about a piece of animal fur?
I found it caught behind some rocks. I wonder if it's a big or small animal.
Why not ask the girl? She must know what the owner looks like.
I suppose it's worth a try.
Hey, come back! Come... Where are you... Why is she...
Gone.
Well, what do you make of that?
She obviously knows what it is.
It must be some form of wild animal. We'd better be on our guard.
It could be a fearful monster.
Yeah, and you could be an astronaut.
Okay, point taken. I'll be quiet.
Hey, Brent, hold up. Look at this.
What are you... A footprint? And not one of ours.
I don't like it, Jeff. Something doesn't feel right.
Hey, look! Another one.
Hey, look!
Who's there?
What's going on?
Hey, look!
What is it?
Hey, look!
Quick, stand back to back.
It sounds like some sort of machine.
Yeah, but who's controlling it? Hello?
Try again.
Hello?
Who are you?
Whoever they are, they don't seem very talkative. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, sure. Which way would you recommend we go?
What do you want here?
He must have heard us.
We wish you no harm. Our ship has crashed on your planet, and we need your help. We would like to meet you and ask your assistance.
Hey, hold on. I'm not so keen to meet her.
How many are?
Just two. What do you think?
I don't know.
They seem friendly enough, considering that we've just gate-crashed on their planet.
Well, you told them there were only two of us.
Well, yeah. I guess I did. At the time, I couldn't see anyone else, unless they were hiding. And that's not a bad idea.
Why do you think they wanted to know how many we are?
Perhaps they want to invite us to dinner. You never know. Maybe they're sending us along some technicians to help us repair the ship. I don't care what they look like. So long as they give us a hand and help us on our way.
Then why don't you ask them?
I don't like this.
Just keep your gun down.
What?
I said keep your gun down.
No wonder the girl ran away. gorillas. In clothes.
Yeah, and on horses. With rifles.
You. Keep your rifles trained on these humans. Yes, sir. Orak, come with me.
Yes, sir.
Drop your guns. Humans, put your guns on the ground. Now.
Just do as they say.
But if we...
Look around. We are in no position to argue.
Nero says now.
Okay. See? Putting our guns down. Nice and easy.
We are friends. We come in peace.
Hey, what gives?
Hey, keep your paws off.
Back! Human, what do you want here?
I was trying to tell you that we come in peace. Our spacecraft crashed as we were taking atmospheric readings around your planet.
What are those?
What are they? They are very valuable trophies from our planet. Take them. They are yours.
They are mine. No. Mine.
Get Now's our chance, Brent.
What?
Let go.
Let's get out of here.
Right behind you.
Don't move, human.
Okay. My hands are up.
So much for freedom.
Silence, beast.
Get up. Yes, sir. These trinkets are mine. But mine. Or I report you to Urko.
No need to tell Urko.
As I thought. You bring guns.
Yes, sir.
Humans. They are not carriers of peace.
Well, that's not exactly a bunch of flowers you're holding either.
We have to protect ourselves against invaders!
But we keep telling you that we are not invaders. We come in
silence. You are intruders and must be brought before our greatest guerrilla warrior leader, Urko. Move! You, search the ship and bring anything of interest to the city.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir!
Humans, move!
My duty is to you all. Together, we can and will make this planet the greatest in the whole of the universe. What I saw when I became your commander saddened me. Our country was imprisoned on the one side by the sea, and on the other by desert. And inside our country, we were infested by these parasites, which we call humans! Parasites, who devoured the fruits that we had planted, who polluted the precious water of our lakes, and who continued to breed in our very midst, like maggots in our once healthy body! What could we do? I know what every soldier knows, that the only thing that counts in the end is force! Today, the human herd have at last been caught. No single human being has escaped our net. They are either dead or rotting away in our cages. Condemned to die! I do not say that all humans are evil simply because their skin is hairless. But they will never, unlike us, be able to tell the difference between good and evil. Had they been allowed to live and breed amongst us at their will, they would have overwhelmed us. Our strength would have been meaningless, our culture wasted, and our civilization destroyed! Thank you! Thank you!
Hold them here, and I will get General Urko and Dr. Zaius.
Yes, sir! Don't move, human.
Yeah, not a twitch. What is this place?
It must be what they call Ape City.
But it's incredible. Look at that architecture. I've never seen anything like it before in my life.
Surely they didn't build it.
Who knows? Someone certainly did.
Silence for our leaders, Dr. Zaius and Urko.
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
They say they have crashed on our planet and that they have come in peace.
Come in peace, have they? We shall soon see about that.
Urko?
Yes? What?
A word with you, please.
What is it, Doctor?
I don't think they should be harmed yet.
What? But they are humans, Doctor. They must be put down like the rest of them. I don't think I like this sudden change of heart, Doctor. Perhaps you should go take a rest.
My dear Urko, I am not in need of any rest, thank you. And if you would listen to me for 1 minute, you would understand.
Understand what? What is there to understand?
These humans are not the same breed as the ones we are accustomed to. You only have to look at the way they are dressed to see that. And if that thing they call the spaceship has crashed, then both their ship and the knowledge they bring could be of great use to us.
Humans? Of use to us? That's very dangerous talk, Doctor.
I am quite aware of the dangers, Urko. Believe me. But their knowledge could bring us nearer to realizing our dreams.
Yes, I suppose you're right. I will wait a couple of days for you to do what must be done, and then I shall have them destroyed.
That is all the time I need. I shall return to my study immediately, carry out the necessary research. Meanwhile, I suggest you look after our guests. Good day.
Welcome, my friends, to our city. My name is Urko, leader of the Warrior Gorillas, and my friend, who has just left us, is Dr. Zaius. An elder statesman who is leader of our council. We hope that your stay here will be a comfortable one.
That's very kind of you, Urko, but we don't intend to stay very long. As we have said to your friend here, we come in peace and mean no harm to your people. If we can count on your assistance, we will be on our way.
You will not refuse my hospitality! You will go on your way when I say, and not before. Meanwhile, we have prepared a little room for you. Guard, put them in a cage!
Yes, sir! Move, beasts!
What?
But we came in peace!
In the cage!
Human.
Come on, Brad.
Yeah, to our cage.
I hope your stay with us will prove to be comfortable. For I assure you, it will not be a long one.
That's just wonderful.
Come in.
Excuse me, Doctor. I hope I'm not making a nuisance of myself, but I was wondering, Would you be requiring my services today?
Why, yes, Galen. Do come in. I'm involved in some rather important research at the moment. If you wouldn't mind waiting a few moments, I'll find you something to do.
Very good, Doctor. Doctor?
Yes?
What will become of the two humans who were captured today?
You're an intelligent enough chimp, Galen. I would have thought that you would have known the answer to that question yourself.
You mean they will be destroyed?
They are humans, are they not? And you know our policy towards the human race?
Yes, I am aware of that, Doctor, but surely they wish us no harm, as I've heard them say. They can't possibly be a threat to our community.
That's traitor's talk, Galen. And you would do well to speak no more on the subject of humans. Urko were to hear you now, he would punish you severely.
Maybe so, but I still do not understand the need to destroy for the sake of destruction.
You will, my young chimp. You will. To all things, there is a price.
Pictures?
Knowledge? Truth?
It is a picture of the way of the noble humans. It says here that they took off from our planet in 1985. And now they're back in
3085.
I must read some more of this.
The bird was set straight by my teacher.
It's impossible.
One day with Galen.
I must read some more of this.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, nothing, sir. Just taking a look around your study. I think I must be going now. I just remembered a job I would complete for my father. I shall call back later, Doctor, when you have time to find work for me.
Galen?
Yes, Doctor?
Are you ill?
No, Doctor. Why do you ask?
You seem to be holding your stomach. I thought perhaps you might be in pain.
Why, no, Doctor. It is just a slight stomach upset. Probably something I've eaten. I shall take something for it when I get home.
Wait, Galen. I have some medicine on my desk. Come over here and take some. Never let it be said you left my house in pain.
I am sure I will be all right, Doctor.
Here, take this. How's that?
Fine. Thank you, Doctor.
I don't know. You still look a bit off color. Perhaps a little stomach massage will help. Well, well, what have we here? Has my little friend taken to stealing?
My intention was only to borrow the book. I would have returned it as soon as I had read it.
Knowledge, my young friend, can be a very dangerous thing. That is why it is necessary to keep the tools of knowledge under close supervision. Otherwise, there's no telling what might happen if it were to fall into the wrong hands.
But surely, Doctor, the truth is the truth.
Yes, Galen, but the truth can be interpreted in many ways.
Then who says which is the right way and which is the wrong way?
That, my young friend, is a matter for your conscience. If you are curious and seek more knowledge, ask me. And I shall tell you what I can. But stealing my books will only bring you unhappiness. Now, you may go. Galen?
Yes, Doctor?
You will just have to be patient. What was he reading? Not a good path to take. Not a good one at all.
Brad, you know, if we hadn't spent so much time exchanging presents with that girl, we could be on our way home by now.
But there must have been more of her kind. She can't be the only one. But where are they, and where do they come from? Surely they don't live here, Jeff.
It wouldn't surprise me if she didn't work for them. She did do a good job keeping us busy until her good-looking friend showed up. And she did disappear just as they arrived. She's probably Mrs. Urkel, for all we know.
Pack it up, will you, Brent? Are you going crazy or something?
I'm sorry, I guess the strange is beginning to tell. How are we going to get out of here, though?
Let's see if we have any luck with those gorilla guards out there. They don't seem very smart to me. Hey, King Kong? Can you come over here for a minute? So far, this hotel isn't very impressive. Can we get some food in here? Yeah, food. You know, if we get any thinner, we're going to be able to slip through these bars, and Uncle Urko wouldn't be too happy if that happened, would he?
Look, all we need is some food. Bananas, nuts, anything.
Somehow I don't think we're getting through to him. Okay, my friend, you may go now.
Well, I think we've established the fact that they're pretty stupid.
I think our hairy friend probably thinks otherwise. After all, we're the ones locked up in the cage, and he's standing outside with a gun.
Yeah, I suppose if you look at it that way, I guess he's not so dumb.
Well, have a seat. We have nothing but time.
Well, what do you know? Do you see what I see? Now that's what I call room service.
Food. Eat, human.
Do you think they're waiting for a tip?
You know, I don't think I'll ever visit a zoo again.
Well, we must have made them hungry. Hey, how about a little more salt next time?
Well, at least they don't intend to starve us to death.
I shouldn't be doing this.
Hey, we've got company.
Perhaps he's come to collect the leftovers.
Please do not raise your voices. I'm in great danger and should not be here. If I am caught now, all will be lost.
Then why are you here?
I was close by when you were captured. I heard you say that you wish us no harm. I believe what you say, although I do not know why. I just feel that we should be friends, not enemies. Oh yes, my name is Galen.
Yeah, well, this is Brent, and I'm Brad.
What strange names you have.
Wait a minute. I don't like the look of this. It could be a trap. It seems to me that that guy Urko is just waiting for an excuse to put a bullet in our backs.
Don't be under any illusions, my friends. Urko needs no excuses. He means to kill you anyway, and would have done so by now if it wasn't for Dr. Zaius holding him back while he does his research on you.
You mean he knows of us?
Oh, yes. He knows many things.
Galen, when we landed, we came across what looked like a native girl dressed in rags. Tell me, how did she get there? Was she also a space traveler, and how many more of them are there?
Yeah, and what planet is this anyway?
One question at a time, my friends. The human you saw is not a space traveler. Humans have always been here, only there are very few of them left now. Urko has seen to that. And as you are of the same race, he will destroy you also. As for the answer to your second question, I would have thought you would have recognized the place. You are on the planet Earth.
What, this? Earth? You must be joking. You're not, are you? Oh, my God. No, surely not this.
And you say that all humans have been destroyed?
No, not all of them. A small tribe still exists in the Forbidden Zone, where you landed. The girl you saw was one of them.
If this planet is Earth, then where is this place we are now?
I believe this used to be called London, or England.
I don't believe it. The human race destroyed? And the planet ruled by monkeys?
Believe me, we are not all like Urko and his gorillas, but a few of us are powerless against his might. I saw your pictures in Dr. Zaius's book. It seems that only a few of your people wish to make war and cause trouble, and as you see, after 1,000 years or so, nothing has changed.
Galen, you've got to help us escape. We have to return to our own time and perhaps we can find a way to help your people, but before we go, we must establish contact with the human tribe.
Hadn't we better get out of here first?
I cannot free you. The gorilla guards have the keys. When they return, try to distract them, and I shall see what I can do.
But if you free us, you'll be putting your own life in danger.
That is of no consequence. It is important for us all that you return home with your information. I hear the guard returning. We will have to move, quickly.
Good luck, Galen. Here.
What are you doing?
Give me your hand. It's a sign of friendship.
Thank you. Then I suppose I should give my hand to Brent.
Put her there. Now let's get moving.
Yes.
Let's check on the beasts.
Brent, I hate
that
you, food.
My duty.
It wasn't Urko's very good,
orders.
Was it?
Should have just shot.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I tasted worse. Oh, I see. Oh, my stomach.
Hey, you two, what are you trying to do? Poison us? Look what you've done to my friend. Take it easy, Brent. Just lie still. It's only a touch of food poisoning.
Oh, my stomach. Oh, I'm dying.
One of them is sick. I'll open the cage. You make sure the beast is okay. Put your gun down so the humans don't try and grab it.
Right.
That's it. Turn your head.
Urko would skin us if you two died.
Forget Urko. My friend is sick.
Shut up, human. What's wrong with your spleen?
Put the gun down and move away from the cage. Right. Whoever has the key, open the cage. Slowly.
What?
Who?
Me. Now move.
You heard the man.
Man.
Chimpanzee?
Better. Now you two guards.
I don't think so. Ha!
No. Ah!
You shot an ape.
Indeed. Now, do as you are told and open the cage.
Okay. Don't shoot. There.
Brad. Jeff. Get behind me. Now you, throw the keys on the ground and get in the cage. Right. Brent, lock the cage.
Thanks, Galen. We won't forget this.
That shot will bring more gorillas.
But what about you?
I will be all right. Now, go, quickly. I must be mad. Door out. Just around this corner. Who?
Oh, it's you, is it? I should have known. Well, you won't be causing any more trouble, my little chimp friend.
Urko.
Yes. Urko. You. You. Release these two idiots.
Yes, sir.
Well, Galen, so you chose to be a traitor. Then you shall be treated as one, and shot.
But I demand a trial.
You demand a trial? Well then, you shall have your trial. But remember, it doesn't take long to say goodbye. Take him away.
Yes, sir. Move, traitor.
Thank you for listening to Broken Sea Audio Production's special presentation of Mike McCarthy's Planet of the Apes UK Stage Show, Part 1. The script is copyright by Mike McCarthy. Planet of the Apes and all related characters are copyright by 20th Century Fox. No rights infringement is intended. Please return again soon for the exciting climax, only at BrokenSea.com.
Mike McCarthy's Planet of the Apes UK Stage Show, Act 1. Script adapted to audio by Bill Holweg. Sound design and mixing by Lothar Tuppen. Starring in the cast was Matthew Weller as Brad Taylor, Chris Sutton as Jeff Brent, Mark Kalita as Galen and the Lawgiver, Paul Mannering as Urko, Gareth Preston as Dr. Zaius, Chris Barnes as Plato, Stevie K. Farnaby as Orak. Brian Bokikio of Seraphic Panoply as Zacko. Lothar Tuppen as Nero and the Mission Control Operator. Additional voices by Alan Ernat, Janet Dider, Bill Holweg, and Lothar Tuppen. And Galen Dider Tate as the credit announcer. Music used with permission. Kai Hartwig, Cantiga, and Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Thanks for listening.